This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Well, Vermont has no shortage of athletes representing their country in these 2018 Winter Olympic Games in South Korea, and many of those athletes are continuing a family tradition, following their parents and competing on the world's biggest international stage. Andy Gardner, our sports correspondent, who's covered 11 Olympic Games in his time, including seven of the winter variety as a reporter for USA Today, is here now to tell us about one of these all-in-the-family stories, Vermont's own Emily Dreisigacker, who competes in biathlon and did so this past weekend in South Korea. Andy, great to speak with you as these very cold Winter Olympics heat up in Pyeongchang.
Good to be back with you, Mitch.
Now, before we get into Emily's Olympic bloodlines, it might help to define for some listeners who may be unfamiliar with the sport exactly what a biathlon competition is.
Well, it's a combination of cross-country skiing and shooting. They have loops and laps that they ski, and then they have two stations where they fire at a set of five targets, one from a standing position and one from a prone position. And there are penalties assessed for missing targets. You have to ski extra laps. And so it's a combination of the aerobic stress of a cross-country race, then having to calm yourself to shoot at a fixed target.
They're shooting rifles?
Yes, rifles.
When we say that Emily Dreisigacker has Olympic relatives, one might assume that perhaps her parents competed in biathlon as well, but it's a totally different discipline her parents competed in. What is their expertise in?
Her mother and father were Olympic rowers, Mitch. Dick Dreisigacker competed in the 1972 Olympics, and her mother, Judy Gear, competed twice in 1976 and 1984. She was also on the 1980 team that boycotted the Moscow Olympics, so she would have had three shots at the Olympics. And Emily also has an aunt, Carly Gear, who won a silver medal in single sculls in 1984.
Wow, that's amazing. So how did Emily get into biathlon?
Well, she followed her older sister, Hannah, who was an Olympic biathlete in 2014 in Sochi. But it's been a little bit of a circle route for Emily to get to biathlon. She didn't start out in that sport.
You know, I definitely had this dream of going to the Olympics and was really kind of clinging to that, I think, even as my rowing was just not really anywhere near where it needed to be to qualify for the Olympics in rowing. So I was struggling with that, and I was struggling to come to terms with the idea of retiring and, you know, sort of being okay with falling short of my goals.
She talks about retiring. How old is Emily Dreisigacker?
29.
29. Okay, so that's kind of old for an Olympic athlete. Mm-hmm. Strange for us to say, sitting here, you and I.
Although not in this particular discipline.
So it's strange. It sounds like she wanted to compete in rowing, perhaps, but it just didn't come together for her.
And she just got a little burned out.
What does she like most about the sport?
It's a little counterintuitive, Mitch. Despite her beginnings in cross-country and a strong cross-country background, what really turns her on is the shooting aspect.
So I started shooting, and I really just kind of fell in love with the whole shooting aspect of it and just got hooked. So, I mean, I think the shooting can just be so addicting, really. Like the way we shoot, there's basically five metal targets that are these round circles, and they're black, and you shoot at the black part, and if you hit it, it turns white. So, you know, there's something about just like looking through your sights and just like seeing that black circle turn white. And there's just no better feeling in the world than seeing all five circles turn white.
Wow, you can really hear the love that she has for this sport as she talks about that. And so this was her first Olympics, and biathlon competitions were held this past weekend. How did Emily do?
Well, she was 51st in her first event, which was the 7.5-kilometer sprint event, and she improved slightly on that in the 10-kilometer pursuit at 47th position where she finished. So she's working her way up. It's still a new thing for her.
And we don't know yet if she's going to have any more races to
compete. No, there's some qualifying elements to this, and also coaches choosing team members for specific events. So it's a little uncertain where she'll race again, but not certain quite which events. The results may not be quite as good as she had hoped, but she has focused more on the process than the results for these Olympics, and that's brought her a peace of mind in the competition.
One of the reasons that I have been as successful as I have in biathlon is that I was never so like Olympic focused and Olympic driven. It's always been more about like, all right, am I having fun doing this? Like, am I still improving? Rather than like, all right, like I'm going to do this so that I can make the Olympics.
Yeah, that sounds a lot to me like when I spoke with Ryan Cochran-Siegel, who also talked about he's not worried about the pressure of having to live up to his mother's Olympic gold, for example. He just loves the competition, loves the experience, and that sounds like what Emily's talking about too.
Well, I think that she has reached her goal of becoming an Olympic athlete, and she's treasuring that, and what comes will come, and she'll be happy with whatever.
And Andy, what can you tell us about the other Vermont athletes who are competing in biathlon?
Well, we have a strong representation, Mitch. We have to go across the lake to Lake Placid, New York, where we have two men, Lowell Bailey and Tim Burke, both of whom are in their fourth Olympics. And Lowell Bailey became the first U.S. biathlete to win a gold medal at the World Championships last year and has had a bit of a slow start in these games. He's had a 33rd and a 32nd finish. But Tim Burke just recently finished 17th in the 12.5-kilometer pursuit event, so he's going strong. And back on the women's side, Susan Dunkley, who is the daughter of former cross-country Olympian Stan Dunkley, won a silver medal last year at the World Championships. She's had a bit of a slow start as well, but she's looking to pick things up perhaps in the team event later in the games.
And again, for the friends and family of these athletes, it just must be amazing to see them representing their country.
It's a strong tie that Vermont has to these games.
Andy Gardner is a veteran sports correspondent who's covered 11 Olympics, including 7 Winter Games for USA Today. You can find his reporting for these games in 2018 on our website, vpr.net. Andy, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.